My name is David Casebolt. Before Christ, I was born July 10th, 1989. My mother was 18 years old with four children and an alcoholic husband. She didn't know how to take care of us, so she tried killing me and my elder sister at 6 months old. We were taken from her and put into foster care. I was adopted by my aunt and uncle. I stayed with them until I was 11. My aunt did not like me. She beat me every day, starved me, and locked me up in a closet outside the house. One day I went to school with bruises and burns, and CPS got involved. By this time, I hated all women, and I had no respect for anybody. I was full of anger, fear, and loneliness. CPS kept putting me in boys' homes until I was 15, and I ran away from each one of them. Finally, I got put in the juvenile hall in Texas when I was 15 to 17 and a half. By this time, I was almost an adult with nothing to guide me but my own instinct for survival. I moved to Austin, Texas, and got caught up in the street life, nightlife, but was completely alone. I had no friends because I never let anyone know me, and I dated guys and girls. I turned to pills to ease my loneliness and started going in and out of jail. I started to realize that there had to be something more to life than how I was living, but no hope came. By the time I was 22, the streets and everything caught up to me, and I went to prison for 5 years for assaulting an ex-girlfriend. While I was in prison, I started to study everything, psychology, philosophy, sociology, and religions. I started reading the Bible. I realized that out of all the religions, only one made a way for God to come to us. All the others say we're in control, so we have to find our own way. But all that I learned from the Bible made me into a Pharisee, judging others. I left the Bible and went back to the streets, just an older kid who never learned how to grow. I got out of jail when I was 28, 2016. At that time, I realized that I didn't want to keep living in fear and anger anymore. I got with Bella, and we went through so much pain and heartache that we traveled the U.S. looking for a home. Finally, we made it to Oakland. How I came to Christ. Bella and I got to home base to see two people we knew from Texas. When we got there, our car broke down. While I was trying to fix it on a Sunday, I met a young man from Fairhaven. I was explaining to him how tired I was, and he talked to me about Jesus. A few days later, I met his dad, and we started having Bible studies every day. The way these two men showed me they cared so much about me and my problems kind of blew me away, so I started really listening to them. Finally, I saw Jesus through them, and I saw that God loved me. After a while, I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior on November 24, 2020. How has my life changed? Since God has come into my life, He has blessed me so much. I have peace when my life was in chaos and confusion. I'm growing to love when before all I did was hate. When before I had no one, now I have a family, you all at Fairhaven. Each week, my favorite thing to do is to come here and meet with you all. Before I used to have casual sex, now God wants me to keep myself pure, either for marriage or for celibacy. God helps me focus one day at a time when all I used to do was worry and be afraid and confused. Now I have a father and a family to teach and guide me in a path that won't cause pain to others, but healing and love. Since God has come into my life, He has helped me to see the needs of others and want to be nice. But most of all, He helps me stay centered, making me realize that if it was not for His love, I would not have a chance to be free. If it was not for Jesus, I would have no love. All in all, the list could go on, but thanks to God, I have hope.
David, in whom are you trusting for your salvation today?
Jesus Christ.
Based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Come on.